Kasama natin ngayon ang isang global shaper at nakikilala sa larangan ng design at sa fashion. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Francis.
Yes, magandang umaga rin.
Ikaw ay nandiyan ngayon sa bahagi ng Canberra, isang abalang linggo na. Pero Francis, bago natin pag-usapan yung mga pinagkakaabalahan mo dyan sa Canberra at kung bakit ka nandito ngayon sa Australia, unang-una, ano muna yung fashion? Pag tinawag ka bang fashion bilang artist, ano yun?
So, bale, fashion is something new. So, yung fashion is, kumbaga, yung trash fashion. Yung ginagawa ko ay, ginagawa kong wearable art. Yung mga garbage or trash, ginagawa ko silang accessories or something na sinusuot ni Lady Gaga. Kumbaga, yeah, oo. Tapos, may social enterprise din kami na gumagawa kami ng mga bags, ng mga fashion accessories, out of garbage, pero by the communities of women na sinusuport namin.
Sinusuport namin ito ay dahil bahagi ka o isa ka sa mga co-founder ng Youth for a Livable Cebu. Ito ba ay isa sa mga projects nyo?
Yes, tama. Oo. So, meron kaming non-profit tawag na Youth for Livable Cebu kung saan we have a social enterprise. So, sinusuport namin sila.
At nandyan ka sa bahagi ng Canberra para i-showcase. Unang-una, pag-usapan natin, ikaw ay bahagi ng Design Canberra. Isa itong malaking event dyan sa Canberra. Sinushowcase yung iba't ibang design and arts na gawa ng mga international and local artists. Ano yung bahagi mo dito sa Design Canberra?
My participation is to be the international guest artist. So it's the first time na may Filipino designer or artist sa Design Canberra sa how many years that they've been doing. So dahil I've been connected with Youth for Livable Cebu, so yung mga engagements ko or workshops are related with the youth, nation building, community service, kumbaga, and then how does design, kung ano yung impact ng design or art community towards the youth and nation building. So ganun, yun yung mga workshops ko.
Dahil dito, ipapakita mo sa kanila kung paano mo ginagawa yung mga trash or yung mga garbage para isang maging kapakipakinabang na gamit.
Oo, tama. So it could be different workshops kasi meron ding ibang workshop na more about community service and meron ding ibang workshops na about how can we transform, kung paano ba yung normal house garbage nila gawin to something functional. Pwede siya maging lampshade or fashion accessory. So different workshops, oo.
Mm-mm. Francis, paano ka nagsimula sa pagiging fashion artist mo o installation artist? I know you graduated from the University of the Philippines. Which course did you take up?
So I actually took up management, economics, and finance.
So wow,
it's kind of
dapat nasa economics ka ngayon, di ba?
Oh, supposedly, oo. Pero well, I think it's because I have the passion for fashion. Kumbaga, so ganun. So hindi ako pumunta sa design school. So parang pinursige ko na lang yung management ko. So ayun. But then it started when way back nung bata pa ako, I've always wanted na gumagawa ako ng mga trinkets or necklaces out of yung mga plastic ng candy wrappers, those kinds of things.
Mm-mm.
So from the very early age on, yun yung talagang gusto kong gawin. And then after college, I worked for Kenneth Cobonpues, the furniture designer. So ayun, so I worked for him for 6 years. So, naging design manager ako ni Kenneth. So, I learned the creative spirit talaga.
Pero yung kakaibahan nung ginagawa mo is, yun nga, you turn garbage into something new and wearable. At kasama ito ng advocacy mo na kasama ng Youth for a Livable Cebu na kung saan you answer social issues like yung
yes,
nakaka-apek sa lipunan natin.
Correct. Yes. Oh, tama. It's very related. Kasi we, in Youth for Livable Cebu, marami kaming mga projects and this is just one of the projects na ginagawa namin every year.
At aside from the Philippines, na-showcase na din yung mga gawa mo sa mga major cities gaya ng London, New York, Paris. Anong mga gawa mo ang pinakita mo sa mga cities na ito?
Yeah, mostly yung mga ginawa ko doon are sculptural dresses. So yun yung mga, imagine mo na lang yung, you know, Miss Anne, yung mga sinusuot ni Lady Gaga, kumbaga.
Uh-oh.
So yun yung mga sinushowcase ko. Tapos out of those, meron kami mga products na ginagawa of the same material. Meron kami mga jewelries, meron din kaming dresses. Pero talagang for costume and for showpiece lang yung mga dresses. But then it's form of art.
dalawang beses mo na nabanggit si Lady Gaga. Nakapag bumili na ba si Lady Gaga ng mga nagawa mo?
You know, I really hope na I'll be able to make one for her. Pero, because she's an inspiration. Hopefully in the future, we'll never know. As of now, parang not yet.
Kumbaga, isa yun sa goal mo.
It's, yeah, life goal. Siya and also the queen. Kumbaga, hopefully, if the queen is into traction.
Bukod sa Youth for Livable Cebu, Francis, isa kang global shaper. Kasama ka sa World Economic Forum at sa Global Shapers Community. Isa ka ring fellow ng United Nations Environmental Program at fellow ng British Council Elevate. Ang dami mo ng achievements as of now.
Trying to do something for para sa bayan lang. Yeah.
Unahin natin, ano ba yung naging bahagi mo o part mo sa World Economic Forum? Paano ka naging isang global shaper?
To be part ng global shaper is this is an organization ng mga young individuals between 20 to 30 years old na may ginagawa sila para sa kanilang community, whether their business or meron ba silang social involvement or yung mga people who are thinking na para sa bayan yung ginagawa nila. So isa ako sa mga out of 5,000 global shapers all over the world. Now, these are very well accomplished na mga youth. Isa ako sa 50 selected to go to the World Economic Forum in Davos. So this is where the global leaders talaga. So nasa bus kami, side by side namin si Angela Merkel or founder ng Facebook. So these are talagang the individuals na who are trying to make a change in their society. So it was a very good privilege actually to represent our country there. Kasi 50 lang yung kukunin nila every year and they select it very rigorously, yeah.
Kasama ka rin dun sa Elevate Fellow ng British Council. Ano ba tong Elevate na ito?
Being an Elevate Fellow is yung mga creative work mo na ginagawa mo for the children. So, yung projects namin ng Youth for Livable Cebu 3 years ago, gumagawa kami ng mga parks for the kids and for senior citizens. Kasi sa atin, yung mga parks natin, it's kind of degrading na eh, dilapidating. So, yung ginawa namin na sila na playable for the children, nag-gardening sila. What we used to do when we were still kids, pero ngayon hindi na ina-appreciate. So, we brought it back. So, yung nakita ng British Council doon, so they saw it and so they invited us. Actually, I am here in Canberra dahil isang fellow ng British Council as well is from Canberra. You should check on this guy. So si Neil Hobbs. Neil Hobbs is a known landscape artist here in Canberra. And then siya yung nag-suggest ng name ko to the design
Canberra. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, it's really nice of him. And because of these, yung mga linkages, we are able to represent our country. Na talagang we are doing something as well. We're a very creative people. So ayun.
Tapos Francis, meron ako nabasa, isa ka dun sa mga cultural leaders. Saang grupo yon?
Yung cultural leader, so yung World Economic Forum, kung saan yung sila yung talagang global leaders. Mga
40 lang kayo, nakita ko sa website nila, di ba?
Oo, 40 lang kami. So kasama ko sina Bono, sa ng U2, Kevin Spacey. So ito yung mga individuals na who are creatives, pero they're using their creativity. Ginagamit nila yung creativity nila para sa social good, para sa impact sa community nila. So kasi si Bono, he's doing so much for HIV/AIDS. Then si Kevin Spacey, he's doing a lot about the communities in London. So there's 40 of us na talagang pinili nila na, you guys, you're doing something and we need to support it. So yun, 40 cultural and arts leaders. Kumbaga, pero title lang yun, Miss Anne.
Pero hindi. Kumbaga, kinikilala nila yung mga ginagawa ninyo in terms of sa environment, in terms of social change, kung ano yung natutulong ninyo sa community.
Po. Si yung Titanic. Yung...
Si Leonardo DiCaprio. Pio,
isa sa 40 as well.
Diba? Nakita ko nasa taas yung pangalan ni Leonardo, tapos nasa bandang baba kayo, diba?
Out of the 40, may pinili silang tatlo. Top 3 na talagang these are the most influential. So, ganun. Ako, sa Cebu lang ako. Sa Philippines lang.
Pero hindi. Ibig sabihin yung World Economic Forum, kinikilala nila na mayroong isang Francis Solano sa Cebu na ganito yung ginagawa in terms of sa pagtulong sa community, sa youth, at sa environment na rin.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, they are able to nakita nila kung anong ginagawa natin sa Pilipinas. Oo. Kasi at the end of the day, yung Pilipinas, we are at the forefront ng one of the effects, greatest effects ng climate change. Na super typhoons, we get them every year.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung contribution natin sa greenhouse gases, so global warming, is very minimal. So tayo, we need to be protected kasi hindi tayo nag-i-emit ng mga greenhouse gases as much as other countries. Pero tayo yung naapektuhan severely. So ayun, so parang I think they acknowledged it.
Francis, ito ba isang advocacy mo yung parang through your passion for the fashion, ginagamit mo ito para makatulong ka sa environment at sa community na din?
Yes, oo. Kasi one example is yung social enterprise namin. So may mga communities na mga babae na less than a dollar a day yung kinikita nila. So meron kaming mga garbage. Pag sinabi kong garbage, we would really think na talagang basura, di ba? But then these are garbage na pinili namin out of business, commercial establishments, mga restaurants, ganun. For example, sticker paper or drinking straw, dinidesign namin sila into products. Tapos yung mga communities of women, sila yung gumagawa ng mga products. So instead of just in one day nagchichismis lang sila or wala silang ginagawa, ngayon meron na silang ginagawa. Tapos nag-earn pa sila ng money. Tapos may added skills pa sila. So ayun, it's a very good business model. Pero right now, we are still starting.
Ganun nakalaki ito ngayon?
Maliit pa kami. So maybe mga 2 communities, around 300 women.
Maliit so, ba yun?
Pero it's project based eh. So we would love to be kanang as sustainable as how we want it to be. Pero ngayon it's more of parang project based lang. So merong 300 women na gumagawa pero hindi siya everyday. So hopefully in the future pwede namin siya maging sustainable talaga.
Pero siguro yung pagpunta mo sa ibang bansa gaya dito sa Australia, another venue ito para mapakilala mo o mapaalam mo sa community or sa ibang tao na meron kayong ginagawang project na ganito.
Oo. Kasi dinala din namin yung mga products ng communities namin. At tapos hindi pa nga nag-o-open yung mga organizers na mismo bumibili. Kasi
oh, wow.
They really like the design.
Mm-mm.
So parang hindi pa tayo open.
So, yung mga products na yan, kasama ba yan sa mga isu-showcase sa exhibit mo na gagawin sa Philippine Embassy?
Yes, oo. Kung ano yung meron pa, so yun yung i-exhibit sa Philippine Embassy ngayong November 5, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Oo.
Isang araw lang ba yung exhibit na yun?
Magiging isang araw lang siya kasi it will be a culmination ng event. Kasi the Philippine Embassy, they're very supportive talaga, sobrang supportive to us. Yeah, so we would like to thank talaga the Philippine Embassy in Canberra, also Cebu Pacific, Design Canberra Organization, Delicacy, and the Philippine Tours. Sila yung tumulong sa amin in everything, and most especially Mr. Neil Hub from the Neil Hub's landscape artist. Kung wala sila, we won't be here to feature Philippine design and art. Sadly, one day lang siya kasi we need to be in Sydney.
Mm-mm.
Kasi may event na naman as a consular event.
Ano so, naman yung mangyayari sa Sydney?
Sa Campbell Town, merong a bit of a workshop and then talk din. So mga 2 hours na event, then we will also put up yung mga products din namin doon, yung mga bags.
That's on November 6.
November 6, Sunday, yes.
Kanina, Francis, nabanggit mo na 6 years ka ng trabaho kay Kenneth Cobanpue. Alam natin, magkaiba yung forte ninyo sa kanya furnitures, sa'yo installation arts, or yung trashon na tinatawag. Nakikita mo ba yung sarili mo na another Cebuano Filipino artist on the rise internationally, kagaya ni Kenneth?
I hope and pray na maging to be with positive influence kagaya niya. Kasi Kenneth is an inspiration for me kung paano niya nilagay yung Pilipinas sa design map. So sa akin, I hope na malalagay ko rin yung Pilipinas sa in terms of art or contemporary art sa mapa. So hopefully, well, I feel na I'm very privileged to went through his expertise.
Mm.
So talagang up until now, nagte-text kami ni Sir Kel, pumupunta ako sa bahay or sa office niya, humihingi ako ng advice. So it's very helpful for me kasi it's not just about me, but it's about yung kung ano yung magagawa natin para sa bayan. Mm. So kaya supportive siya.
Last na lang ito, among your many affiliations, if the world has to know Francis Solano, who and what do you want to be known for and what message you want to impart to the world?
It would really be good na I'd be known for someone who used his creativity for positive change. Kasi I am multi-versed with a lot of things. Kaya nga, I graduated in economics, but then I'm working on creativity or on design. So I would like to be known as the creative that helped create positive change in the world. So yun, hopefully. So my message is for us to believe in ourselves on doing positive things. Whatever industry or sector we are, or kahit ano tayo, or kahit saan tayo galing, meron tayong magagawa para sa ating bayan, para sa ating komunidad, para sa buong mundo. Yung ganun, pang-universe na answer. Pero that's really true. Oo.
Maraming salamat sa'yo, Francis Solano.
Thank you so much, Ms. Anlin. Thank you so much. Salamat for the interview.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.